Welcome to 3000 Ocean Hill, a podcast set around the alternative black British experience. I'm Donny Sunshine.
I am GRC Chia.
And I'm Ricky Rose. So, what are we talking about today?
Donny, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about... Today we're going to go back.
Way back.
Back into time.
Need to check what song that was. Yeah, okay, cool. You know you have to check who's been cursing.
Oh, baby, no, baby, no, baby.
If you take your love away from me, I'll go crazy. I'll go crazy.
So today we're going to take it back. Today is all about like the throwback. Growing up in East London, growing up in the 90s, and growing up Caribbean, all of these nostalgic kind of like moments and just connecting, because I feel like with conversations that we've had in the past, there's so much things that we experience and you don't even think about how other people can experience it as well. You just kind of feel like it's in your household, it's in your street. So that's kind of what I want to cover today. So I'm going to go back. First thing I want to ask you is, what is your earliest memory? What's your earliest childhood memory?
I lived in one home in Stratford, then I moved from that home to Manor Park. And I remember, I moved there when I was 3, I think. And I remember actually... But I don't know if I remember it, because I've seen pictures of it. Mm-hmm. You know when it's them ones?
Yeah,
I remember the picture, but I feel like I remember the time as well. So 3, and sitting on, I was able to climb a fence, funnily enough.
At three.
I was at three. Honestly. I got pictures, guys. I got pictures.
Okay.
But I would sit, because I wasn't allowed to, like, I could climb, it wasn't high. I could climb this fence and look at, like, people playing on the other side of the green. So I would do that. So I wasn't allowed over.
Did you get beat?
Never.
That's one of my earliest memories.
Never.
You know what? Beats and slaps, right? I know they're the same thing, but beats always sound like it's madder. Because I remember, like, you know, you say, oh,
when you got licks. We used to call it licks.
Licks.
Mm-hmm. You get licks.
But did you get licked or beat with things or just the hand?
I used to get licks with everything, bro. I used to select my weapon of choice. Mental torture. It's not like, which weapon? You go choose it. Bing! You bring it back. Well, they all had their different...
Did you get beat?
I never got beat. Me and my sisters never. My family did beat, though. Yeah. Like, my cousins got licked. All of them got beat.
Yeah.
But me and my sisters...
You never got licked not once?
No, we were good.
You're like JoJo. You sneak under the radar.
Yeah.
That's why you're the one you sneak under the radar. I was the oldest, that's why. So I'm always getting... I'll always get set up.
Did you... So you got a brother and a sister?
Yeah.
Did your sister get beat?
Yes, well, if you don't know my sister, she's a princess. So no, she never got beat.
My big brother did.
It wasn't by my mum, it was by my granddad.
Okay.
And grandmother and family members from
now I'm thinking about it, maybe like beating also is like a reaction to like overtly boisterous testosterone energy, because now I'm thinking a lot of the girls didn't get beat in my family and neither did I. No figure. But a lot of the boys got beat. And I feel like it's a react. Maybe because I didn't act the way that a lot of the other boys did. I was very like...
But were you naughty?
No.
I
was never naughty. Like I wasn't...
Were you mischievous?
Mischievous, yeah.
But I reckon he could cover it well. He's a good person covering his tracks.
But I feel like beating is also a result of anger. So it's like usually it's because they done something. They broke something. Or they were rude. Or they're like... It feel like it's a reaction to something like... dramatic happening, whereas like the things that I did, it was never nothing dramatic.
Yeah,
it wasn't worth being beat.
So what was
my
your
mom
early...
just gave me a look. Sorry.
Oh yeah, no. See,
I just got a look, and
I didn't get
like,
licked
okay,
from
cool.
my mom. Just gave me the energy.
Yeah,
just, you feel the energy. Or if I done something bad, I could. You know, my mom done a good job at making me feel like she's always gonna find out exactly what is going on. I'll just come home and admit, yeah, mom. Ricky's everything all right? No, mum, I had the fire.
I did that too. I bunked school, guys. And I came home and I told my mum. I said, I'm so sorry. She was never going to find out. One knew.
But they know, mum knows. You know why? Because she just, it's like me with JoJo. It's like, I just make him feel like, yo, I know everything.
Yeah.
The other day something happened. Dad, how do you even know this? I know, trust me. So when they're out there in the real world, listen, because that's what I felt. I thought, Mom's going to find out.
Yeah.
And it's best she find out through me rather than someone else, because that's when you know you're in trouble. What was your earliest memory, Donny?
I can't even remember, you know. I feel like it was at my grand's house. My grand lived in a certain place in Hackney called Square. And it was like, the reason why I know it's an early memory is because the whole house got changed. Mm-hmm. It was like a whole reconstruction of it. And I remember how it was before. And I was really young. So I don't remember like instances, but I just remember the house and the stairs and the entrance where the whole stairs changed. So that was a party house as well, which goes to my next question. My grand's house was the party house. There's always a function. Mm-hmm. There was like, also I didn't realize, it's mad, because I grew up, my mum was the oldest of five and she was 20 when she had me and 18 when she had my sisters. So all of my aunts and uncles were teenagers.
Mm.
So now looking back at it, now I understand why there were so much parties.
Yeah.
In my house, because they were young and there was always something going on. But at the time, it was normal. That was the normal age for aunties and uncles.
Mm-hmm.
But my
mum had my brother when she was 19.
Okay.
Yeah, same thing.
So how was it like in your household? Because for me, there was always parties, there was always function. Another thing, there was always a christening.
Mm-hmm.
There was always a christening.
I ain't been to a christening since.
Joe's was my last one.
Yeah. That was what, 4 or 5 years ago? That was time ago. People don't have christenings anymore.
Nah. That was a good christening, though.
That was a good christening.
That was all right. That's how you have a christening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice, but no, that it was all right. It went in a hall.
Yeah, that's the thing. I know, it was in a garden. It was a hall.
Yeah,
that's the certified. It has to be a community hall.
Community hall. Mm-hmm. Got to finish at 12.
Mm-hmm. But the party still go on.
And everybody's cleaning up at the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been to a function like in a community. The last community hall function was like a funeral thing.
I say my brother's 40th, yeah.
That was a cool though.
That was a hall.
On top of the pub, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a hall.
That gave me old school.
Because you had the food on the side.
Yeah.
You had the DJ sound system.
Yeah. It was there. That was perfect.
And you had the older people sitting down. You had the dance floor.
I remember I had to leave early because it was Wanda's birthday.
Yes,
so I had to go and DJ for that. But I wanted to stay for that.
Yeah. That was a vibe. That was a very nostalgic vibe.
Whatever happened to... So, we ain't had a christening, funerals. What else happens in community centres? So much stuff happened there.
First Holy Communion. I did a Holy Communion, boy. I did a Holy Communion for a party and to get into a Catholic school. Good school.
Because that's why you do it.
Yeah.
That's
not because...
Yeah.
You do it.
You might do it for a reason. I'm like, yeah, that's why you do it. We need to make sure that they listen to schools.
This is it.
It's mad.
After that, we have playing out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me about your experiences playing out. Playing out for me was like...
What age, though, playing out?
I was out from five.
Yeah.
I was on the road. I lived in an estate.
Mm-hmm.
I was outside.
That's why. That's the one good thing about estates.
Yeah.
Playing outside. Yeah. No, but playing outside... When was the last time you saw a group of kids playing outside, just in the middle of the road? Just kicking ball. I used to kick ball.
Car.
The ball goes underneath the car.
When's the last time someone kicked the ball into your window? You have to go out and cut them.
This is doom.
You always get cussed by someone for kicking the ball into someone's
always.
Window.
We were the reason the no ball sign came out. It was us.
No ball games.
It was us. No, like, playing out.
What was one of your favourite games?
I used to play football. I used to go to West Ham Park all the time with my cousin and my brother and my other cousin. So if anyone knows about West Ham Park, it's just there, right?
The monkey swings.
But we owned a park, basically, when it came to football. It was me, my cousin, my brother, my other cousin. And we destroyed everyone, literally. It was our team. We merged with another team, with Pap and Bonds and those guys, and it was mad.
What game would you play that wasn't in the park? Because I used to play on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Do you runouts, play on the street? Not runouts.
Yeah.
No, you know runouts. What I used to play?
Yeah,
you know
40,
what
you used to
40, play? 40, 40 runouts.
You know what you play? Races. You men just have races.
Yeah.
Just race.
Yeah.
How did... You know you just race. Come to have a race. Race.
We did a lot of relay races.
Yeah.
It was a lot of relay races. But for me, all my games were technical. You know me, I love games.
Mm-hmm. So we had a point system. Game.
We made up games when I was younger. So in my grand area, we made up different games. We had a game called In, where it was like... You had a ball. It was like a mixture of rounders and cricket and a ball. Like someone was bowling, but you had like a big, you know, them like blue balls with like the black on it or the yellow ones. You know,
yeah,
them
the floaters.
Floater balls. Yeah. And then you have to hit your hand.
I hated them balls.
So someone throw it and you have to hit it and then you have to go back and forth.
So your bat is the hand.
Your hand is the bat. Yeah. And then you just like, but there was a way to get out. I can't remember. And we also made a game called Castles. Castles.
I ain't heard of that
one. And it was like, I don't remember now, but we made so much games.
Did you ever play this game? Yeah. So you had an elastic band, yeah? And you had two people on either side of the elastic. Your legs were in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales.
Yeah, inside, outside, outside, donkey's toes.
What?
Donkey's tails, babe.
Wait, what's the
inside, hook? Outside, inside, on.
No. Inside, outside, donkey's tails.
We didn't say donkey's tails. And you have to stand on it. On
yeah.
It. That's
yeah.
why you're inside, outside, inside, on.
What was the name of this game?
I can't remember.
I used to...
Hi-lo, chick-a-lo, chick-a-lo, hi-lo.
Hi-lo, chick-a-lo, chick-a-lo, hi.
My boyfriend gave me an apple. My boyfriend gave me a pear. My boyfriend gave me a kiss on the lips. And I'm moving down the stairs.
What kind of domestic violence? What are we singing about?
She gave me apple pear.
Give me a kiss on the lips and free down the stairs. And this was normal.
Hey, hold on. Yeah, wait, hold on. Yeah, wait, hold on. Who wait, signs off on these nursery rhymes? Or these games? Like, who signs off?
Oh, my days.
Yeah, we played that. Did you play Conkers? I didn't really play Conkers.
I played Conkers.
I played Conkers.
I did
yeah.
have Conkers.
Marbles. I played Marbles as
oh
well.
Oh, my God. I still have my marbles.
Did you collect marbles?
Yeah. Cause you, I still have the ones that you would hit, you won.
You won.
You kept Pogs?
Yes.
Slam. And you got the metal ones with the solid metal. Oh, boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Slam.
Oh, hello, man. Tamagotchis. What?
My Tamagotchi always died, man. Yeah, I didn't even have the proper one because you know there was like the proper one that was like.
Oh, no, I had a cheap one.
I had a cheap one.
I had a dog and I had to just play games. I had to feed it and walk it and all them things.
Oh, my gosh. Did you guys ever have
alien? Alien.
You were going to say alien.
And the thing is, my alien never got pregnant. And I was like, who made up this folktale? Because people say, oh, I can have a baby.
You put the backs together.
In that nasty goo.
Yeah, hold on. What if I saw them have a baby? So I'm like, who made up this lie? And people it's like, amazing. No, I saw it. I was like, show me.
Who in it? And we just
hold on, we're so stupid because...
I believed it.
Hold on. I thought that they had babies. I'm convinced that someone showed me they had babies. But I, now thinking back, they never showed me. They told me.
They told me.
But you know you believe something so hard because you have imagination when you're young. That's exactly what happened to me.
Hard. Did you ever, when you were playing outside... You weren't, if you went back inside.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't allowed back. No.
That was, we weren't going up. You know my sisters now. She's they've been home from time. So they wanted to go in at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
It's cold. But the thing is, if they go in, I got to go in because they realized,
you can't just
especially
leave
summertime, when it was summer, my grand, we got called in by light. It wasn't by time.
Yeah.
If it was at our grand's house. So we'd be out at 10 o'clock. If it was still bright, no one would call us in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once my sisters went in, then. They would look at the time and then we would have to go inside as well. And it would just ruin everyone's, ruin my time. And my friends, everyone else want to stay out. So I wanted to play up. But it's like, no, I want to go inside.
It's but mad because I can't even imagine like saying, yeah, Jojo, go play out.
Or asking you to play out. Dad, can I go play out? Or his friend, people used to knock on my door. Can Sanche play out? No one can say my name from me. Sanche. My name was Sanche for like 7 years of my life.
Sanche.
But that goes to a point as well, which is like it kind of doubles around, but when it comes to like social, not social media, but like the idea of like being able to talk, I feel like growing up back then had taught us so much values that we didn't realize, because I remember you used to have like a voice and you used to have a presence. You had, when you asked for someone to play out, you knock the door and someone's mom came to the door, or if you had to call someone's
house phone.
You had to have a house phone voice.
Can I speak to Sanchia, please?
Yeah.
0171.
Right.
Hi, can I speak
to you? And I'm like, they don't have to do it. Now they have direct contact with each other.
Yeah.
Even if they did want to play, they can message each other. That's having to knock the door and being scared of who's going to answer.
Do you have someone you liked, house phone?
No.
Oh, hi,
I never had that experience.
Can I speak to you? I'm on the phone bill one time. Oh my goodness. I'm on the phone bill so high.
Did you forget to hang up?
Because you know, because I chat.
Because you know, all of them had that. You can speak for an hour, you have to hang up and then call back.
Just chat. And you know when you're looking back at that, what am I chatting about so much in secondary school? What am I chatting? I've seen you the whole day at school, then I'm going to come chat to you on the phone after school. What am I chatting to you?
I didn't chat to anyone on the phone, on the house phone.
Oh, MSN. I used to have MSN.
I had MSN, yeah.
I never had MSN.
Really?
Yeah, Messenger. _R19 at Hotmail.
You know, it's because I think I was
get a girl 16 at Hotmail.
You guys were rich. You guys had internet early. I had internet late.
I went to Forest Gate Youth Center. We used to leave school, walk around the corner, sit on MSN and next to each other talking on the chat.
Like, yeah, look at this one. Internet was so mad when it first came out. Like, I never thought it'd even be like, Like, because that's like probably like the first kind of like social media, that like have a hotel.
Yeah, definitely.
All that weird stuff.
MySpace. FacePic. FacePic was first.
I know you saw MySpace was the first one I proper interacted with.
I had MySpace.
Obviously, Blackchat. Do you guys do chat rooms?
Yes, I did Blackchat.
ASL. ASX location.
All you did was wait for someone to customer's mum. And then everyone jumped in. And it's like, where are you? Okay, I'm coming to you.
Hey, hold on, that's so
dumb. And I've been in the cap for hours, you know.
We were too young to be on that. You know, we weren't supposed to be on that.
Yeah, we had to be 18 or something.
Yeah,
like 16.
We were way too young to be on that. ASX location. What?
That's weird. What you say? Like, what am I? I'm 14, ASX location.
Yeah, age 14.
Guys, I got actually a confession location. There. I had AOL chat as well. And I remember trying to talk dirty. I know, to someone.
To a guy or girl?
To a guy. Just,
what was you saying?
I don't even
I'll
know.
I'll rub your clit.
He even said to me, he was like to me, talk dirty. And I was like, huh? Like, I didn't know what to say.
Was he older? Was he older?
Yeah, I think so. No, but I think he thought I was older as well.
Yeah. If someone asked me to talk dirty now, I still wouldn't be able to do it. Can you guys actually talk dirty? I'm going back to now. I'll go back to the past. But like,
Have you guys
had phone sex? Or have you done like...
Phone sex.
Have you done like video sex, FaceTime sex? And in that sense, is there dirty?
Well, you got a lot. Well,
we've
you're probably
a long
the
situation.
You got a long.
But how does that? Is it like? Oh, so what are you wearing?
Situation. Sorry, relationship.
Let me see your panties. Like, what? How do you talk sexy? I can't do it to save my life.
I find it cringe. But the thing is, even if you was to find it cringe, maybe it's still sexy. To the other person receiving.
No, but I don't think I don't think it's like as like
that. So tell me how it's
more like I don't know, like
I need it verbatim.
Verbatim? Whoa. You need to
tell me what you said before.
I don't know, like just shit, like I don't wanna put my face in.
Your face in where?
My face there.
Oh my goodness.
Would you send a message or voice note?
We have emojis as well, like.
Okay, so the emoji would respond.
What's the women's version of the eggplant?
Eggplant?
Emoji.
Oh, no. Well, there isn't.
She said a tongue licking one.
Yeah, there's a tongue licking one. There's a water. A fish. Like, to say I'm wet. No, there's no fish. That's too, like, forward.
But my puss is wet. I have
a little kitty cat. Do you have a little cat? No. It's like, I want to pet your cat.
That's too spoon feedy. No, that's not fun. But yeah, just, you know, just normal shit, but not... I don't find myself sexy. Like, it's just shit you want to do.
When you're in the moment.
Yeah.
When you're comfortable, I guess it's all right. But, like, I could never...
It's like, I really want you to sit on my face.
Could
like,
you speak sexy or dirty to someone, like, you've just met?
No. What? No.
No.
Can
no.
you? I'm trying to imagine you talking dirty.
I can't. That's why I've never used...
You've
I've
never spoken
used,
dirty?
I've never used Grindr for that purpose already because I'm too much of a prude. I'm like, there's no point in me putting myself in a situation and someone just like, here's my dick. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, no, Jesus. I'll be like, what are you doing here? So I'm like, it's better that I don't put myself in that environment because I don't know. I feel awkward.
Physically,
I'm good. But like the words. And like
to your partner, do you ever talk, you know, just like, wait. Not even like when then you're apart, you know, you're going to see them in like 5 minutes or 10 minutes later on. And you're like, I'm really want to do this.
Like, get the microwave, get the oven warm.
No.
Type thing.
I'm literally like a hit. Like the thing is, this is where my smidgen of asexuality comes through. Because I'm like a here and now person. I can be nasty, dirty, sexy and all the type of freaks you need there and then. Yeah. But outside of it, there is nothing. Like literally, I'm like, I just connect on like a... energy level.
I connect on a human.
So, do you ever do? Because you don't live together. Do you ever do phone sex?
Never.
No, like FaceTimes.
Never. Never done mutual masturbation or FaceTime or anything. Never done anything like that.
Is it?
Yes.
Never.
Remember first time. First time in a romping shop. So, Chia, you go. Chia, you break it down. Break it.
Baby. Okay, my female virginity was lost at 16. And my male virginity was lost at 29.
Okay, let's talk about your female virginity.
Yeah.
Just the actual, like, experience of it.
Mm.
And the time that we were in regards of lack of information and stuff, all of that stuff. Like, one, did you enjoy the first experience?
Loved
was it enjoyable?
Yeah.
I was going to follow up. Sorry, loved it.
I'm good. Tick off the box. There we go. What else?
Two, is there anything you would change about that experience? Is there anything that you think you'd be like, you know what? Are you happy? You're looking back and be like, you know what? I'm cool with how it went. It might not have been perfect, but it set you up for where you are now.
Yeah, I say it wasn't perfect. Would I change it? I don't know. It's a real tricky one, which I don't know if I'm going to get into on this situation on the podcast.
Season one. Season one. Can't give him everything straight away.
Yeah, it's quite technical, but...
Tricky.
But I do think I would... what was the question?
Would you change it?
Would I change it?
Was there anything you would do differently or...
I don't know how to answer that question. I can't lie to you.
Well, you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Well, then there's that and you're where you are now. So I guess that...
I can't answer the question. It's too technical.
Oh, yeah, it's techie.
I know the technical of it, but I'm saying take away the technical side of it.
Yeah.
The actual experience as a whole.
The actual experience.
Yeah, it was great.
Your side of it. Don't think about the other person.
Okay, yeah. It was great. I enjoyed it. It was... very intrinsic. I knew what I was doing, even though I'd never done it before. It was very, like...
Is that because...
I surprised myself, you know?
That's not because I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah. I just laid back and just received.
Sorry.
Received.
Not received. No, I said laid back and then I was just there. Like, when I said received, that sounded like someone entering me.
Yeah.
It? Receive, as in I just received the goods. I was just there. The first time I was like 18. I was out of London, my girlfriend at the time, and...
Oh, wait, I'm gonna break that down. Yeah. So you lost your virginity as a straight man at 18. How was that? Did you feel pressure to try and lose it earlier with your friends? Like,
no.
Was listen, that like...
No, this is what I have to remember, yeah.
Because 18 is quite old for a straight black man.
Yeah, but you have to remember, first of all, you have to remember the conversation I had earlier. I thought my mum was watching everything. Yeah. Thought mum would know all my... Mum was, okay, so that one, okay, cool. I thought mum could just see everything. Mum's just wise. And... I had no interest in sex. Like, I just wanted to play football. Like, I wanted to kick ball. I wanted to chill the man and then play FIFA. Like, sex was there, but I was like, yeah. And I was Christian. I wanted to get married, innit? Yeah. And I knew I weren't married. I weren't ready for married at 18. So I was like, bun this whole sex thing because I've got to get married.
What about college?
That was even... Bro, listen. I wanted to play football. I woke up in the morning, went to school early, played football.
Me too.
Sweater. Finished school, played football. Play football at lunch, go home, weekend, football, Saturday's football. A girl was distraction for me. It's distraction. Sex was distraction for me. I wanted to do one thing. Even though I didn't want to become professional, but even though it wasn't unattainable at that time, it was what I found pleasure in. And the people that I surrounded myself with, yeah, there was a lot of talk about women and girls and this and that, but I don't think the men I surrounded myself sole objective, because you know you have groups of men where it's like their sole objective, like, yo, yeah, so what did you beat?
That was what I was around constantly.
That must have been terrible for you.
Terrible.
It was. I had none of that.
Secondary school from year 9, people having sex and it was like pressure.
Yeah, no, people having sex.
But it was like. But the I idea, wasn't. The conversation was always geared towards it.
Mm. Yeah, I had someone who's pregnant in like year seven.
No. Sorry, in secondary school, so everyone had someone that was pregnant in secondary school. We grew up in East London, for goodness sake.
It's true.
Y'all didn't have no one that was pregnant in your school. I don't know what y'all were doing.
You didn't go to school there.
You didn't go to school in East London. You lying to yourself. Oh, you went to school in Essex.
How was your first time? Or what age was that?
My first time, I was probably about 20. Mm-hmm. We were about to put my business out there. I thought we were about to say someone's name.
I ain't messy like that.
I was about 20, but I was very repressed. So I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't really know much about anything. I didn't even know about lube properly. I think we used to be like cocoa butter or coconut something. It wasn't. I don't think it was the best thing to use. But it was an experience, but the one thing I enjoyed about it is that we both didn't have any experience. Mm. So we were like, there was no embarrassment, there was no shame, there was no nervousness. It was literally very organically like figuring shit out at the same time. So, yeah, and then it developed.
So had you ever been in situations prior to that with...
No.
With anyone, male, female?
No, with females, yeah.
Yeah, so had you been...
The first person I had sex with as a male, the first one had sex, full-blown like sex, penetrative sex, was with a guy, and that's the first guy that I had spoken to in that way ever.
Okay.
And
so that secured the bag. So you've been with women. You've been with women, but it was not, like
I hadn't had sex with them.
So no. But you've been in. Been in relationships, but it was like, yeah, we ain't. So did that make you feel like were you just not on it? Was you in situations where you could have had sex, but you just didn't?
I avoided that shit like the plague.
He was like, coronavirus. It's sex. No, what? I'm too drunk to have sex. Oh, what was it? How did you avoid?
How could you avoid that?
I don't know. It was just this idea of like,
you just not put yourself in those positions, or just.
It was very much. I just feel like I kept away from those positions. I don't know how, but like I said, at that time as well, I felt very asexual. It wasn't even the fact of, I didn't even want to have, when I was with these girls, I didn't want to have gay sex. Mm. It wasn't a thing where I didn't want to have sex, period.
Yeah. Mm.
I think I didn't understand myself and know what was going on. And because I felt like it's like a weird privilege. I grew up just being a human being, and I didn't really, even though I was around so much people that were so involved in their gender and their sexuality and all of that. For me, I just existed as a person.
Sorry. I'm laughing at myself because I'm complete opposite. I was so aware of sex from like 5. I don't know how, but I just knew. And I knew that there was something down there that was pleasurable from 5. That's it. Oh my God. So in reception, there was this girl. In reception, she was like, let's play mummies and daddies.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'll be the daddy, you be the mummy. And she told me to lay down. And got on top of me. And that was my first experience.
In reception?
In reception. Gotta watch out for these kids,
you gotta watch for these girls. That's why I don't swing that way, because y'all messy.
They try to turn you out.
You're nasty, you're messy. But
that was my first.
I'm going to go a bit back and just go back to before sex. I want to speak about linkages and
oh my gosh.
Let's talk about linkages. I remember... linkages that I was
what like... What was, like, your first linkage?
My first linkage was a girl, I think her name was...
Don't need to give her a name.
I'm giving her a name. Her name was Gladys.
Yeah, I wonder.
Her name was Gladys.
Shout out
Gladys.
You said office.
She was from Hackney. And I remember, like, my friend was linking her friend. So that's how it always is. There's a friend, and it's like, oh, bring a friend for your friend.
Yeah.
So I remember, I felt like we met at a bus stop in... Kingsmead.
So it was a double date.
Double linkage.
Yeah, because it's not a date.
Let's define a linkage.
A linkage is meeting someone in real life with no objective of doing anything. When I say doing anything, going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's literally, it could be a bus stop, it could be outside of a shopping center, it could be, it's the most random place. It's linkage. A linkage. I'm coming to link you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then if you're going to date, like if you're going to do something, it's like, okay, we're gonna go, you know, ice skating or cinema. That's something. That's someone. But before that point, it's just linkages, and
just park. And linkages.
Usually, it was a bunch of boys, a bunch of girls,
just chilling,
or a couple boys, a couple girls.
Like, I never had a linkage.
Never
had a linkage.
Wait, did you have girlfriends?
What do you mean?
Like friends that are girls?
Yeah.
And did they not date guys? Did they not have boys they were talking to?
Yeah, they were. And
they didn't want to break you to the linkage. You was like, yeah.
You gotta take the.
I was the ugly friend. I can't lie. I was definitely the ugly friend.
She was a bad friend. That was like, if we need security, we'll bring Chia. Okay, they're a bit rough. Chia, could you come and just watch out?
Yeah, never had a linkage. I think I was a little bit oblivious to all of that. Like, I didn't care for it.
Did you go to a mixed school or girl school?
I went to a mixed school.
And did you ever talk to any of the boys in the school? Did you like?
I had boyfriends in school.
But you went straight to boyfriends. There was no linkages.
Yeah, I went straight to boyfriends.
Because it was because boys that you knew from school. That's
but
right. Linkages with people from other schools or other places.
Linkages for me also came into play in college, not in school. I can't remember linkages in school. For me, linkages were in college.
And did you do linkages in college?
No, but I just knew my friends were doing linkages. Links. Yeah. That's my link.
What was your linkage?
I wasn't linking. No, I remember my friends.
You didn't link no one?
I had to have, guys, I wanted to play football. Lincoln takes Lincoln East into football term.
Okay, let's come out of secondary school, back college. You went Lincoln, no one. You went to Leighton.
College, my first Lincoln.
You didn't link no one from Monex. You didn't come link no one from our college.
Nah, I linked someone from City. I linked up with City.
That's what I'm talking about. I know. Because you know I had linkage. I was at Coil. I went to Monex and I had linkage in City and Islington too.
Yeah,
City
was.
Yeah, because my friends went City, so it's like you.
But remember, if I wasn't playing football, I was at church these times, and then. Yeah, that was just.
You have church linkage.
Slightly.
There you go.
I have 1-2 church linkage. We went to go. But these times, oh my gosh, one of my first linkages, one of my early ones, I was slipping in North London. I ended up one cinema off the A406, I think. I can't remember which one. It's Odeon, big one. What am I doing there with no car? How old am I? 17, 18, 17 or something? Mm-hmm. Lincoln girl from Edmonton. What am I doing?
I did that. I did foolishness like that as well.
What am I doing? Madness.
I was in ends. I was like,
what am I doing this madness?
No business. And the girls are so stupid. They're like, it's fine. Just come.
Yeah.
They don't care. They're fine. They're free.
Mm-hmm.
Come. And you foolish, you're like, ooh, because I didn't even care about it. I was like, oh, this is good company. Good company, female. Mm. All my girls were friends. All my friends, but most of my friends were female. But this was the first one who was like a linkage. Like, yo, I don't even know you from, no, I know you from like a, you're from a next church, innit? Like, yeah. Ooh.
Next church.
Just a next church. And then.
Wait, so how did you turn into a scare? I'm so confused.
I'm not scared.
I don't understand how you went from this good boy all the way up to 18.
Innit?
No, you got sex, turned out. What was it, Hertfordshire? Is that what did it for you?
Now, you know what happened? I'll tell you what happened. So, remember, not only was I a good guy, like, mm-hmm. I just wanted to be married and I just had that. That was my kind of my journey. But then I went to America, right?
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go?
I'm not America. I went to Jamaica. Huh?
Oh, Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know this story.
And the way the women were carrying themselves out in Jamaica were a bit mad. And I hadn't really been exposed to the way women carry themselves firsthand towards me, which made me have a different opinion on how women should be perceived. It's like my image of women had now been tainted. Mm-hmm. Because all the women around me had been like, I had them on pedestals.
Yeah.
Any girl that was my friend, she's a queen, empress, good energies. She could never be a skit. Well, that's my friend. She's just having sex. She's not a skit. And then I'm meeting women who have full-blown husbands, but you're trying to move. You're like, well, you got a husband, you got your full-grown kid there, you got people. And I was like, raw, like, is this what women is really about? And the thing is, this is where it just messed me up. These were premium women. These weren't just any woman that you just get in Newham at leisure center.
So that finished Atherton.
Atherton. It's not them Atherton beanies. It's like you know them, just rough. It's just the rough ends girls. This was like premium. I'm from Atlanta. I was like, ooh, I got bras in Atlanta. And when I came back to London, I kind of my ideology of what women, or how I held them and I regard, flipped just a little bit.
Okay. What did you guys study? What did you choose for your options, and what did you study in college?
I did A-level performing arts, media studies, and English literature.
Okay.
And I did Trinity, which was another performing arts extracurricular thing.
Okay.
What are you getting that?
Whatever the distinction.
Okay.
And what you been doing with that?
I actually tried to pursue an acting career. Didn't go well.
Go to a job interview. Here's my degree in Trinity.
So you kind of always saw yourself in like the creative.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I'm not an academic person. And then if I could have done BTEC, oh my days. But we used to cast the BTEC lot, sorry.
Why you your mum? I did BTEC in her college. Because you took about me particularly.
Crusty BTEC.
What's wrong with BTEC?
BTEC are the stupid ones that couldn't get into school. Because I've done BTEC, so I can chat hard about it.
No, but I've been BTEC. I could do A levels.
I know, I could have.
Because I wanted to do BTEC.
Because I didn't want to do exams.
Why am I doing anything else? I didn't want to do any exams.
Me too.
And I could double down on media.
No, see, and that makes complete sense.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
And I was very judgmental. And I was like, well, you're stupid because that's why you're doing BTEC. You weren't good enough for A-level. So I was like, I'm good enough for A-level. You know, I just scraped in because I'm not an academic person at all.
It's all coming out
at
now.
At all. I got in through clearing. Clearing.
For clearing?
Yeah.
For uni? For college?
For college.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Not clearing then. But when everybody was doing their in...
You came in late.
Yeah, I came in very late. I was getting barking.
Do you want to talk
to me? No, I'm good,
barking,
thank you. Actually, let
see,
me.
See, I got into Westminster.
Yeah, I was going.
And then I was like, I look dry, boy. I remember going to that campus, and I was like, and my sister's had gone to Monex.
because you've got big glass.
Okay, that's fine. You can finish it.
You can finish it because you're a glass behind.
Yeah, my sister went on it. So the year before, I went to the showcase, the one that you danced
at. I was like, oh, that's...
It's like, it's mad. Yeah. It's weird how, like, we all didn't know each other.
But we knew each other.
But we were in the same kind of world. Mm. And then Ricky went to the college right next to ours.
But we would have taken the song. We would have taken the same bus.
Yeah, we would have.
Because I used to see Vanessa. I used to see Vanessa in the mornings.
And Vanessa lived next door to me, so you definitely would have seen me. Yeah.
That's mad. Maybe I did, but I was like, you're just...
Yeah.
Who's that man with
Vanessa? I was like, definitely a little boy. Yeah. I was 100% little boy. To the point where... Never will say anything.
How about you, Ricky? What was your tech options and your...
I done in school, I done BTEC. No, in secondary school, I done media, graphics, and design technology. It's so weird, yeah?
Cause you didn't do PE?
No, PE wasn't compulsory. I done ICT.
It was an option for us. You had to do PE.
Yeah,
PE. It wasn't a GCSE?
No. It's compulsory for me.
No, it wasn't compulsory for us. You had to choose GCSE, PE.
No, not for us.
You could let that go. All the girls were so happy.
I done double ICT, media, and...
I didn't have media.
You didn't have media.
You didn't have media.
No, media.
What did you do?
I did food technology. Son of a bitch.
Making sandwiches. That mouth pointless
club. I was making sandwiches. What were you doing? Breaking bread. Enzymes, understanding yeast, understanding...
Tell me what you understand about yeast. What do you understand about yeast now?
Thresh.
It grows.
Where does it grow?
It's an agent.
In the vagina.
That is a combining agent that helps...
A combining or binding agent?
Binding agent. but we made food. We made hot meal. We didn't make no sandwiches. We made hot food. Thank you very much. Did drama. I did music initially, but
Of course he done drama.
The music teacher felt like a pedophile, so I changed. He was weird. He was very weird. And I changed off the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed it. What other things did I choose?
In college, you done...
I did a BTEC in media. I did an AS in communications.
Was it media or moving image?
Media, moving image.
Oh, yeah, that's what I done as well. Yeah. It's weird because... And then... How did I meet you again? I met you at church. So obviously I met him at church.
No, don't try to tape me.
I met you at church.
It was a church event that I was at because my friend went to church.
You were in church. You were part of the church community.
I was part of the church scene.
Okay, scene.
I never went to church. I was at all the events.
Semantics.
And the
you were part of the church. Did you give your life to Christ?
Never.
You never did the Lord's Prayer?
Never.
You never went up to the altar?
Never.
You never had anyone pray for you?
No. Everyone accepted me who I was. The thing is,
I laid hands on him.
Because I was so cool back then. I had a rock chain and everything. That, like, everyone, people ask what church you go to. I was like, I don't go to church. I'd be like, oh, that's cool. Like, people just, because I was so, I feel like,
confident with it, yeah.
But I would be there. But also, I was there for a reason because I was doing video production.
Mm.
So me and Delveen, we had Dimage Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We were the hot things of recording all these people. So people would appreciate us being there, so no one's gonna try and condemn me if I'm shooting their things.
Yeah.
And everyone just wanted to be cool back then. Everyone wanted to be a model.
Remember we done the modeling thing?
Me and Ricky.
Oh my gosh!
We didn't even know you properly.
I didn't even know you.
We modeled was in VAG
versus Alex. What is it called? It's got
Once Couture.
What? This was a Christian thing.
VAG were from Luton.
Uni thing.
No, Rigi.
Did they was from Luton? Or was it Brunel? Ones was Southampton, was it?
No. Ones Couture, he went to Leicester, but Alex went to Monarchs. That's how I knew him from college.
Alex went Monarchs? Yeah. I mean, Leicester?
Yeah, he went Leicester or De Montfort. He went.
Oh, one of them ones.
Which Alex then?
Alexander.
Alex. And we done a whole shoot.
You know what's mad?
Charisse was there.
You know, I remember because Alexander, so in college, I remember the second year, Alexander, and Michaela Cole, we did the talent show. We were the ones who were organising.
I won it. Me and Nicholas.
No, not the second year. Oh. It got cancelled because of the fight between the Turkish and the Black.
The Turkish and the Black fight. But the first year, me and Nicholas won that.
The first year, the second year, we were organising it. We did all the auditions and everything.
Mm.
And
it's so weird. Like,
luck off.
We've all grown. It's so weird because, like, even when you mentioned Alex and Michaela, like how we've all grown, but it's like everyone's still like doing what they.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like when you met them, it was like Alex was doing something creative because I met Michaela through church.
Yeah. Yes, when she was the poet.
Yeah.
Michaela the poet. Do you know what's even mad? This is even another one. So my second year project, right? at university. Remember when you came down? Mm-hmm. You came down to see Nikita. My second year at university project was, I would even say, creatively directed by Jam, slightly, right? This is where it gets weird. So it was inspired by Beyonce's Flaws and All. Mm-hmm. And it was Michaela's poem. And it had Edmina, who's a housemate of mine, who's getting married next year. She was the act. And it was like, I didn't get a good grade for it. It was terrible. Because I didn't follow the brief of what they... Because it was meant to be about classic imperfect human. Yeah. But they wanted... classic, innit? They wanted like a narrative. My narrative was the narrative of a poem. Mm-hmm. But they went all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the grade that I needed to do. But I'm still doing it now. And all those beautiful people are still doing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So come chat to me now, Hertfordshire. No. Jai Lakshmi Gada Boast. Yeah, you come chat to me. But whole name, try not giving my thing. Yeah?
Would you get a 2-2?
No, I'm talking about the second year. Oh, second year thing.
But we all... It's so mad because if we go to uni times, me and Ricky had similar experiences. Your experience was different because you went to uni in London.
Yeah, and I went later as well.
But like our uni scene at that time was a time. Mm. And it was literally, that's when Facebook first started.
Yeah.
So everyone was on Facebook and every uni was intertwined. Everyone was in the church or raving. And
raving, wedding. Yeah.
And then there's a few people that were cussing me put out for raving.
Yeah, I was one of them cussing people for raving. Yeah, I was so judgmental. Oh my goodness. What?
Why can't we rave?
No, it's heathen. Jesus doesn't like that. Honestly, I was bad. I had to apologize to like my gay friends like years later because I used to tell them like, that's not correct.
So you're suppressing yourself and judging other people.
A whole me, knowing what I was
knowing. Going now you
had fully had sex at that point with a woman, and you condemn people
in the church. In the church. In the church.
The church. So did you? So your whole uni experience must have been like dry.
Very dry. I had no friends. I didn't want friends. I didn't even want to work with anyone.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I remember even talking to you. I think when we first reconnected, I was talking to you about this project that I wanted to do. And just like, I didn't.
Because you were still in uni when we met.
Yeah. Yeah, when you really that's why up. A lot of...
That's because you moved to her role, didn't it?
Yeah.
When I moved back to...
That's so weird.
End up
you've one road away, didn't
you? One road away from St. Chia. End up living one road away from St. Chia. Mm. And like...
Five minutes from
Ricky.
Yeah.
And... It was just,
And I had met you through my cousin, a year before, at like a birthday function.
And I remember when I met you, Jamel, we spoke and you told me about Ricky, but I wasn't like, oh, I know Ricky. And then you was like, when we meet up again, bring Ricky.
Yeah.
And then I got in the car and I was like, hi, Ricky. I was like, oh, I know you. Yeah.
And I didn't have locks these times, did I?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
No, but when I met you, I never had locks.
You didn't. And you looked at my locks and you said, I'm going to get locks.
Yeah. Like yours.
You inspired me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then from when I met her, I said, I'm going to get my locks because I was thinking about it and then I got my locks.
Yeah.
And now here we are.
Look at us.
That's weird. From back in the days.
Mm-hmm. Just connecting in different like pockets of life.
But from the people that we've met back in the days who are now like doing what they're doing now, do you feel like they've always been like that? Because I'm thinking about if someone looks at you now from who you were as a teenager and see how you are now, do you reckon that would be the same? Would they be like, that's just how he was? Or is there been a drastic change in who you are?
I don't think there's been a drastic one. I feel like there's been a lot of growth. Mm-hmm. But I also do feel like, because I've been a creative person from early, I feel like the elements of me have always been there. Mm-hmm. And I think because I've had the same people around me for all this time as well, maybe we've all grown together, but like it doesn't feel, for me, drastic. I feel like it'll be, sometimes if you like, leave the people that you were with and then you meet all other people but because it's the same people and it's been additions along the way, it feels the same. And like even randomly I got a message on Instagram maybe like a couple weeks ago and I just responded to it today, and it was a girl from college that I wasn't really friends with, but she messaged me. She was like, hey, and then she was like, I don't know if you remember me, but we went college together. I live in where does she live? She lives in an African country now. I can't remember what country she lives in. But she's like, I live in an African country and homophobia is very taboo here. She's like, I'm not queer, but I'm an ally and I want to do things, but I want to get a better perspective. Would you be up for having a conversation with me? Wow. And I haven't spoken to her since college.
Wow.
It's mad. So the fact that she found me and my name, my actual government name and my social media name is not the same.
Yeah.
So for someone to find me, but like even the way that she approached it, that kind of just made me feel like I must be somewhat similar if she felt like she could just message me like that. Mm. I don't know.
I feel like I'm not. I feel like the essence your of energy me is. Yeah, the essence yeah. of
Even
me
before
is,
I knew you, your energy has always been like this. Yeah. I feel like you've grown as a person. I'm yeah. speaking for you, but continue.
No, I feel like my essence is. But I feel like I've made like very drastic changes in terms of my way of life. Mm-hmm. So that's what I feel is drastic. And I feel like when I was in the Christian, like, life, I was really in it. I was like, not like you, I wasn't just like the scene, I was involved. Do you know what I mean? So that all my friends were part of that and not of the world. So literally I had to, when I met you guys were like my rebirth of life outside of church.
I've turned a few people out. I remember like Sanji's one of the ones.
Yeah,
you
tell me
still, you was like, she was edging out. She was edging out. Yeah. I feel like New York cemented it.
Oof, it did. It definitely did.
New York,
did.
That first trip.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, days. After that, she was like, she was ours.
My first strawberry.
Oh, my goodness.
One can sand. Yeah. You know, yeah. That was that, boy.
How about you, Ricky?
How about me?
Do you feel like you're the same?
I think I'm very similar.
Would
I think
see
I'm...
you and be like, oh, same Ricky from college. Or...
I think, like, just similar to you, I've had from like 16. And like college times, I haven't added too much. I have the same core friendship group of the people that are surrounding me. And I think that we've grown. And as we have grown, I've grown. But I've still got the essence of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that has changed or whatever has changed has just been like a better understanding or questioning of who I am to get a better understanding of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's changed. Another thing is what I was going to ask is like... in that growing up of who, of like, from in your 20s mainly, right? Do you feel there's been relationships that you've outgrown? Like, and if so, is that a bad thing? Is it, how do you deal with that? How have you dealt with that?
For me, I feel like loyalty is like such a shackle. Like this idea that like, because someone has been good to me or I'm close to someone or connect to someone for a period of time, that I have to be with them like that for the rest of my life. And I feel like a lot of people are held back from that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think like you should dismiss what someone brings to your life, but I don't think, I generally believe some people in your life for a reason, some for a season.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take anything away from it, them not being as active in your life. But everyone has to grow in their own directions.
Mm-hmm.
And some people grow in the same and some people don't. And so for me, there's so much relationships that I have that I'm not as close to, like, I've gone through so much different times. So from college, I've got friends from college that I'm still friends with, friends from uni, friends from like the scene of like Shoreditch when I was raving. I've got different people I will class as my very good friends, but a lot of them I don't speak to on a regular basis.
Yes.
Mm.
And I've got people that I speak to on a regular basis because they're more in line with what I'm doing, where I'm going, and like convenience as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't take away from the fact of how much these people meant and mean to me still currently.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely needed that. And then also me as a queer black man, I had to grow on my own journey, because my gift and my curse is like coming out and having the most progressive friendship and family group and having so much support was that I didn't really have to seek outside of that initially to find more friends.
Was there anyone within, because obviously it's like you made the bubble for yourself to come out, right? Or not to come out, but to be yourself at every point. And this goes to you as well, Sanchia. Like in your journey of understanding yourself more, has there been any people who haven't taken to the person who you have, who you are, or who you've got a deeper understanding of, if that makes sense?
I think so. For me,
well, obviously, because from Christian
but
friends,
and it's literally because of that. It's because my lifestyle was so completely different and contrary and challenges what their belief system is and what it's founded on. So my lifestyle was an offense. So that meant that I needed to find new friends. So in fact, it's not like I went out and sought you guys. You came to me. Do you know what I mean? I feel like we aligned and that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I am and forever will be grateful for that, because I don't feel like I could have, I feel like you can't flourish and be yourself without like people around you that kind of that support you and understand you, you know what I mean, fully and don't judge you. So yeah, I feel like I don't know if I'd call it an outgrowing. It's just like an out, it's a like a misunderstanding there in terms of lifestyle. So yeah, my friends, I don't really have friends from school. I would say I have two, sorry if I'm offending anyone that I actually talk to, but two that I actually speak to from school days, you know what I mean? So, and college, we went to the same college, but we weren't friends in college. Nah. Instagram, but it's not a case of, it's not a checking in. It's not.
They don't know, they don't know me, I don't know them. Even with those ones, I don't think, like, I don't think it's bad.
But I used to feel bad about that. Yeah, but
that's the thing, you're allowed to have these people. I used to feel bad. You can still have, like, a rapport with, but it's like, I don't think because of social media, it's like, yeah, I can see you every day. Like, I went to school with you. I don't ever talk to you.
Yeah.
But I can see what you're doing, and it looks like you're doing good in life. Mm. And rather, like, you know, when you see someone after, like, 10 years, like, oh, how are you doing? Yeah. It's almost like, oh, I know how you're doing. I've seen your thing. Oh, and it keeps you kind of connected in this weird way where it's like,
I don't know if I like that, though. Like, yeah. I feel like that really bugs me out a little bit about social media. Because I remember the days when you used to invite someone into your home. It was like, oh my God, you got to go in someone's house and see their photo books. You remember, like, their albums?
Yeah, the albums, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, now anyone and anyone can see something that, yeah, but you was can just precious,
choose.
You can know what I mean?
No, but you can choose what you
but
show.
But also you choose what you show.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah. But okay, so let's say not me. Let's say I'm not sharing, but I might be able to see something in someone I'm following's, like an old school picture of them from their school picture.
Yeah, you miss out on that. But we move with the times, isn't it?
So yeah, yeah, it's true, it's true.
We will miss it. Well, there will be that element of like miss it. It's like when you see someone and being like, wow, like the element of catching up. Because, bro, I've already known what you've done. I've met someone and it'll be like, oh, how was your trip on holiday? And I'm like,
I get that all the time. People be like, you're always traveling, boy. You're always in New York. I'm like, what?
I've been all the time. So you see it, but you don't even follow me.
Yeah.
You don't even like my things?
You don't even like my things.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
It's off of the back of what you asked us. And it's the idea of like, a lot of the growth that we've taken, it's our lives. So it's by default, we've had to, we know the effect it has on our friends and our connections. Mm-hmm. But you, by default, being so close to me and Sanchia, and us living so openly with our queerness and coming to ourselves, and you being so, has that affected any of your friendships and your relationships in regards of being such a strong and visible ally?
Yeah, I think it has. I think it's definitely made me more. This is a tricky one. Mm-hmm. So, no, only because obviously you have people who still live in ignorance, right? Mm-hmm. And there's only so much that you can, me as a ally, even me as being in this experience, there's only so much I can tolerate with certain people and certain things. And there's only so much where you're like, well, this is them out. And then you just desensitize from whatever they say, or you just disconnect for whatever they believe. So there are some friends who I'm just like, okay, cool. I know you believe this, right? The same way I believe this, this is how you believe. We're polar opposites. And that's why it's like, you know, when you grow, as I've grown in this, I've had more of an empathetic journey towards you guys. Yeah. Life. So I feel what you guys feel. Mm-hmm. So I kind of display that in how I display myself. Mm-hmm. So say if I'm having a conversation with someone and they're being homophobic, not even something that they feel is
not homophobic.
Yeah, not aggressively, but just ignorantly.
Yeah.
And instead of like, there has been times where I'm like, oh, you know what? Like, you guys, what you guys are saying, I'm mad. And what's mad is because I was like, literally during college, no homo was like me. Mm. Everyone who knows me knows, listen, no homo. And it wasn't. And the thing is, when I was saying it back then, it's because I was heavily influenced by Dipset. Everyone knows me and Dipset. Mm-hmm. And it's like anything that would sound anything like gay at the time, or like as a straight man, if I could say something and it can be perceived as gay, it's like, yo, no homo. Disclaimer.
Yeah.
But then I wouldn't even do it like that. My thing is like, I just say it out of just stupidness. Yeah. I want to succeed, no homo.
Yeah.
Because I want to succeed.
Yeah. It's like, that's a good one. That's actually a really good one.
So it's like, I'd make it like, it became thing, like it's not even to do with anything. But then I realized, okay, I'm actually part of the issue because these people don't know where I, or they don't know this about me. they I'm still very much in their club.
Yeah.
So then as time goes on, I kind of just, I don't even say I remove myself from certain people because they're still in friendship groups or I still have a relationship with them. Mm. And what I have noticed is their opinions, as much as I feel like they're very structured in what they believe, and I'm struggling with what I believe, once they are around more or have the conversations or around the conversation I've had with the people, it's more like, okay, cool. They're just still ignorant to a lot of things. I can't be mad at a lot of people's ignorance. My thing is, if I can try and change it, as I try and change it or show you a different perspective as much as I can until I get fed up. Mm-hmm. And if it gets to a point where I'm fed up, yeah, you've just lost someone that you could learn from. Mm-hmm. And that's me. Like you've lost another perspective and you don't deserve it then. And there's other friends where they're more willing to learn. And it's literally, they just haven't been exposed to certain things. The same way I was, the same way everyone isn't. But if you have an open canvas ready for anyone to come and add so that you can learn from it, then that's the friends that you see of mine who are around more.
I have a question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is to both of you, but I would like you to answer first. Do you feel like you have any homophobic friends?
Friends is a strong term for me now at this age. Yeah. And also, because I live so openly, I feel like it's clear. It's like, for me, I live an unapologetic way in regards of how I carry myself and how I speak that. A homophobic person would feel comfortable around me. Mm. I don't think they would feel... I feel they will feel less comfortable around me than I would around them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's why that's my protective layer. That's my defense mechanism of not keeping them around. And that's something that I actively did.
It's like you repel them by being like who you are.
Maybe like 3-4 years ago, I remember I went through this phase of like, I literally rejected tolerance and I could only accept acceptance because the difference between tolerance and acceptance is, you know, how people feel like you should feel grateful for them just acknowledging you and not hating you. And I'm like, that's not enough. If you don't accept it, I don't expect acceptance from everyone. It's fine. It's your right to be ignorant. That's your right. Yeah, everyone has a right to be ignorant. I don't have to like it.
No. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But
we'll go back on that.
My issue is I don't have to accept that. If your ignorance is something that I don't have to accept, I don't have to be grateful for you not wanting me dead and not wanting... You know what I'm saying? Because you're okay with me being alive or okay with me getting married, for example, but you're not wanting... Oh no, but what's all of this gay shit on TV? And what's all of this? And if you still believe that in the what's it called again? What's the agenda?
Yeah, gay agenda. All this stuff. Yeah.
I'm like, I can't be around you. And that's fine. Feel how you want to feel. So I don't feel like at this point, friends and family, I don't feel like I have it around me because I'm too vocal.
You don't have homophobic family?
Not around me. Not like people that like I
direct,
claim.
Like, yeah.
No, not in my, not people that I speak to.
But do you
I
feel like
have
there
people
is...
that I'm related to.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, related to and family are two different things. So like I said, related to is the equivalent of acquaintances.
Mm.
And then friends is what I call family. So my family and people that I'm related to are not the same.
Right.
Okay, so people that are my family are people that are ride for me.
Because I feel like I have homophobic friends. Can I say that?
Yeah.
You can.
I really do think I have homophobic friends.
But then my question is, and not to shade you, but what does that say about you in that stance in regards of, do you feel like you give them a platform to be homophobic?
No. Okay. So I don't think they're homophobic in
regards to you.
Yeah. In regards to me or in regards to they're not like
aggressive.
Not aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just something they don't. It's that acceptance and the tolerance thing. I think they accept me.
But they don't agree with it.
No. Like they wouldn't want their kids to be gay.
Okay.
Do you know that?
And that's the thing is, I'm at a point where when I first came out, that would have been fine for me.
Yeah.
But that's something that you go through as a journey. For me, I can't tolerate shit like that. Like if I would challenge shit like that. Look, I'm not saying if you want your children to be, it's your ignorance is that's up to you. But like how you place it on your children, for me, how you place shit, I wouldn't want to be around that.
These people are really close to me and I feel like their ignorance and their stance that still comes from their faith.
Yeah.
So, which is why I'm like, okay, cool. Do you get me? Not okay, cool, as in it's okay, but like you love me. We still have, I'm also trying to be that person that's like,
you want to be the middle ground?
Not even the middle ground. Like, I'm above that. Like an example. Okay, so of
you
like,
can be, you can be ignorant. I'm not gonna. But I don't really judge
yeah,
you.
I'm not gonna judge you for your ignorance.
But that's for me. There's. It's not about judging. It's about accepting.
Mm.
And whether you accept someone's ignorance, there's not saying there's a. We all accept certain
but
elements.
But I feel like
it.
I challenge their perception by being who I am and being their friend. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but you could also
and
be,
showing up.
It could also be like Donald Trump and like the black people that support him, for example.
Oof.
And him being like, well, I've got black people that support me, so I can't be racist. And it's this idea that like, just because you've got someone from this community that you're okay with, but you're against the community,
yeah,
it doesn't make it okay. And I think it's okay for, it's not okay, but like, it's not to say that you shouldn't be able to be friends with, because I feel like there's definitely gonna, I'm saying this, but I'm sure there's probably people around me, I don't really think of it right now, but that don't agree with it. Because I even, no, I disagree with it. I would say, I know I'm very palatable.
Right.
That's another thing. Mm. So a lot of people that accept me and my queerness, they accept me because...
You're manly.
No, I won't go that far, girl. Don't be selling dreams. But you, do you reckon I'm masculine presenting.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And
sorry.
I'm inoffensive. I don't wear makeup. Well, I'm giving them a good nail on the eye sometimes. Mm. But I don't wear heels. I'm not femme presenting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like... In their words, the things that make them feel uncomfortable.
But like, so, you could easily be perceived on your aesthetic as just a creative black guy.
Yeah, I could be an alternative straight.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I do agree with you in that sense. There's a lot of people that are probably in my life, or not a lot, but people in my life that accept me, but they accept me on the basis of how palatable I am.
I don't even think I'm palatable though, that's the thing.
But you're a woman, so it's different.
It is.
You mean you don't think you're palatable in terms of what?
My gayness, like I just... Well,
like you're straight out and
well, it's just, it's not even that. It's just more like my appearance. I'm not trying to look like...
I don't think you're... I feel like I said, I feel you're more middle ground.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like, because as a... Your facial, the way that you wear your hair, the way that you are, I don't feel like it's like overtly masculine.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Well, I'm not trying to...
Yeah, there's some masculine tendencies in what society sees as what men wear.
Mm-hmm.
But there's... I wouldn't call you a stud.
No. Yeah,
And that's why I mean,
like, I would parents. Guess I'm palatable in that in that sense. Yeah, definitely.
Like because like for, if I put you and Leonce, our friend, who's a straight girl, next to each other, you guys, people might see you guys as similar.
They might even see her more as gay.
Because she has short hair.
Just for those that are listening, Leonce has short hair. Yeah.
Shout out to Leonce. Hey girl. And so in that sense, that's why I don't feel like you're like. Not palatable. You could also be creative in another sense and just be like a tomboy, which is ridiculous.
That's mad, isn't it? Did you get that growing up? Like through
all the time, I hated it. I hated it so much. Tomboy, you little tomboy, aren't you?
And you know what's mad? Because thinking back at it, go.
I resented that. And when I grew up, I was like,
you resented what that
the tomboy thing because for me, being not being a hyper masculine boy growing up. And seeing girls being praised for their masculinity.
I didn't feel like it was a praise, though.
It was, from my perspective, like, guys respected girls that could play football. When it got to a certain age, it wasn't cute. But, like, when we were growing up in school, like, the girls that were, like, the tomboys, they were around the man them, and they were cool in my area.
Well, yeah, I was as well.
Yeah.
I was one of the cool ones, and I was definitely respected. But I just felt like, why are you calling me a boy? I'm not a boy.
But,
you know what I mean? That was offensive to me.
It was offensive to you, but for them, it's a compliment because boys are better than girls. That's what society tells you.
Okay.
So you to be called a tomboy, that means you're better than the other girls because you're cool.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, they're dry. They're just like talking about man and they're like Barbies and you like playing football. You're cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so there was a respect to it. So you being misgendered was cool, but me being misgendered was a slight. And it's mad. But, before we go deep down this tunnel, I feel like it's been a good conversation. I think it's something we definitely can come back to this one.
100.
But I want to do like a nice little speed fire round before we finish off. And it's going to be just talking about like, just asking you what some of your favorite things were.
You can,
if you want to speak on it real quick, but I'm going to go back. So childhood, favorite crisps, go.
Prawn cocktail script and that skips.
Mine was tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Oh, wait, tomatoes.
Yeah.
They were hard.
Same.
I like Space Raiders as well.
Favorite Panda Pop flavor? Go.
Cola.
Cola.
Fruit.
No, no, I can't.
Salad. Was it fruit salad? Fruit.
The blue one.
Fruit punch. Was it fruit punch?
That pink one.
Pink one.
That little pink one. That fizz, that was too fizzy. No. Like, I like that cola. Made you burp too much.
And what the pop, the, what is it called? The ice lollies. You know, the cheap ones. The cheap one. Yeah.
There was Mr. Freeze, but then there was the one that was the circular one.
No, not the circular
one. The long ones.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, what was your favorite cola?
Cola.
Yeah, you gotta have cola.
And then cola bottle. Favorite penny sweet?
Favorite penny sweet.
Cola bottles. And cherries.
What about the fizzy long? Okay.
And the cherries.
Guys, sorry. You know how disgusting I'm going back. Yeah. How much Corona was spread from penny sweets?
Penny sweets.
You know how much?
Just put your hand in.
Pick a mix.
Pick a mix. How much?
All of them.
Pick a mix. It's disgusting. You know how stale pick a mix was?
Oh, my God.
Next one.
So, never pay favorite pickles. Boy group? British.
Boy group.
Damage? Another level.
Damage is better. Damage. That's all Damage Live. Damage. That's Damage Live.
You saw Damage Live?
Yeah. Ocean in Hackney.
Mm-mm. You lived a life, boy.
Yeah, Hackney was the thing, you know.
You lived a life.
Do you have any?
What favorite?
I said or any? Oh, you said another level.
I said another level of Damage.
No, probably Damage. I don't think. No, who? You know.
What about girl groups?
Spice Girls. I like Spice
Girls. I love Cleopatra. I actually sing like her. So I'm like, hey.
I like All Saints.
I like Bewitched. I like all of them. I like all of them. I like S-Cup 7. S-Cup. I like all of them.
What was one of your favourite items of clothing that you know you look good in?
What, when I was younger?
Yeah, so I had this Moschino tracksuit that was like a you know that?
Yeah.
It was blue and it was yellow.
But okay, what are you talking about? Are you talking about going out?
This is primary school.
Are you talking going out?
I wear it on non-uniform day.
Oh, primary school. I had a Reebok jumper. That I loved, and I know that I had just prior to that, like primary school, but a bit younger, I had Zatano trainers. Now you lot don't know, you know Zatano,
yeah.
You know Zatano. I had Zatano trainers; they were bright red, and I didn't care that nobody else knew them. My older cousin had them, and I thought he was the lick. So, I had Zatano trainers.
What do you have, Ricky?
I'm going through so much phases; I don't know which.
So we're talking primary school. We've got secondary school next.
Primary school. Okay, so remember Joe Bloggs?
I remember Joe Bloggs.
Sorry. Me and my brother used to have this. I used to have the Joe Bloggs. He had junior Bloggs, innit, yeah? So we looked like twins, but we was like, just going to school, we just looked matching, but it was different. I know I looked good in that jumper in primary school. I know I was banging in primary school with that. With my AstroTurf trainers, football trainers.
Yeah, you, I had them.
I know it didn't look
good. I had them. I didn't have no damn AstroTurf. You know I didn't have no AstroTurf. If I could have a jelly shoe, I would have had a jelly shoe.
Sorry, please. For your birthday, I'll get you a pair of AstroTurf trainers because you're an influencer now. So, you know you're going to put you on the map. You're going to be a football influencer.
I got excited for a second. I thought you were going to get me the jelly shoes.
I'll get you that for your Christmas.
Oh, man. Secondary school. Velour tracksuit. I had a velour tracksuit and I looked the
Academics, my black and red tracksuit.
No, stop it. With... I had academic trainers. My boyfriend bought them for me.
Actually, I don't that there's so much things that's funny in that sentence. There's so much things!
They were Averick's trainer.
My boyfriend bought it for me.
I had an Averick's blue hoodie and an Academics one too. Don't piss me off.
Averick's, where do you get money for Averick's? That must be
I went to, of course it was fake. I was going to the market, Wolfenstone Market.
See, I know, that's why my Academics one, yeah, I knew it was real and it was legit and my brother had one as well. And I was like, you know what?
Where'd you get it from?
I don't know. I went with mummy somewhere.
Nah, it was fake. I got
no,
mine.
Because mummy
I got mine
Wi-Fi.
From Stratford Innshops, fam. And I thought it was real.
I feel like we didn't go. Academics were not real brands.
They were fake
they
brands.
Exactly.
There was nothing real about it. It was only bought at the market. There was no real store that sold
that's
it.
It was all fake. It was all fake.
So therefore, it was all real.
Oh, and you know what I did have? It was all real. I had these, I'm looking back now, it's horrible, yeah? So I had these Nike Cortez, right? Gold and blue. So the whole shoe was gold and the tick was blue. Then, so this is my PE kit. So I thought I was bagging in my PE kit. And my PE kit was Adidas, gold, with blue stripes. That is that. And then my PE shirt, I went Lister. It was this purple. It was purple, but it was fluorescent shiny purple.
Stop it.
You know, like horrible shiny.
You sound like a Quality Street.
It was Quality. I was.
I had like that. Baby blue suede Timbs.
Ooh.
Oh, they were gorgeous.
Ooh.
They were
in school.
Beautiful.
How'd you get money for that?
Yeah.
Therese and Charisse.
EMA.
Charisse. EMA. They saved up. They brought us, all three of us, my Aunt Vivi, she helped us out. And we're going to the shop, we went to Timberland shop and bought them. Wow. I think I was in year 10 or 11 because they were in college. And I cherished them. They were beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That is special.
Oh, college, obviously,
it's
a secondary school.
College, what was your thing?
College, it probably was a good lot. No, I had an Averex jacket. I had an Averex.
You had an Averex jacket.
Grey with a grey fur around it. I've got a picture in it. It's a picture that you did for my birthday.
I had an Averex jacket with a fur as well. It was black.
Was it? Yeah.
It was black.
I love that Averex jacket.
I had something else as well. I had a FUBU one.
Probably football shoes for me.
I had an Averex hat and jumper to match as well.
Mate, Wolfram Stone Market was my thing.
I bought Echo. I bought it in school as well. Echo tracks with £80.
Did you ever have Scott or Shots?
Yeah. Scott. You know what?
I wore my friend's one.
Did you?
I wanted Scott so bad.
And it was scuba.
The scuba material, the good scuba one.
With a jacket with a thing inside.
Oh, it was so good.
There was Scott, there was Echo. Did you ever have them Pumas, yeah, with the little dots at the bottom, yeah, with the strap over the tip?
I never did a Puma. Puma was a...
I went to the outlet, I went Bista.
I had the Adidas one, and I had the matching top. The green. You know when they had different colours?
I had the Jamaica.
Green and white, and I had the matching trainer.
Mm-hmm. Never had a football.
Oh, that's when I know. That's when I knew I was stepping out.
Yeah.
Adidas. Superstar Adidas zip up with a denim.
Yeah,
That's exactly what I wore to Monarchs. I had an Adidas top and I had dungarees that I would never wear properly. I would have them down there. That was my look at
and
college.
Then like an Air Force or something.
Yep.
But matching.
Yep.
Listen.
I had 95s.
Well, Adidas, that was the lick.
Oy.
You know what? I need to bring that back. I used to have jerseys as well. I always wear football tops as well. For me, and this is like a timeless thing that I was about, I've been wearing football tops since. Mm. I got football tops from when I was 16 that still fit me.
Yeah.
That's mad. Because I was wearing...
I'm
that's
slightly
how you know.
Jealous because you got all the Arsenal ones.
Yeah, and I wore them extra large.
Yeah, so they fit you now.
So they wear it up to my knee. That was the style back then. Now they fit me perfect. Fit me perfect. Ain't got to buy it off secondhand eBay. No, I'm secondhand myself. Re-upholst. Next one. One more.
Okay, do one more.
One more.
What's your favourite show? British.
British show?
British.
British show.
The Queen's Nose. The Queen's Nose.
I love the Queen's Nose.
And the Demon Headmaster. I went that 50p. I used to rap the 50p.
British.
Bernard's Watch.
I want that nigga's watch. Listen, Bernard. Me and Bernard would be for that watch, you know.
That watch. Just go back today. You never watched Burners Watch?
I never watched it, no.
You didn't watch
Burners
Watch?
Oh, my goodness.
No, never watched that.
Art Attack. I wanted to.
I love Art Attack.
Art Attack.
I wanted PJ Glue so bad.
Oh, I wanted to be a fun house.
Funhouse. The mouse trap.
So bad.
The
thing. Random damn go-karts in the air.
What?
Dude, you just run. Because I knew I could do it better than all the time. Hey, what was that show? This show, yeah, they had the mask. You couldn't see anything. They had a horn. They had like a horned mask. Yeah?
Yeah, go on.
Now, they used to go through mazes. Now they had to get directed through other kids, and there was mazes.
Oh, I remember.
You're gonna remember.
I don't remember.
Remember? No. Anyone who's listening yet and who knows this, listen. They used to wear a mask, a mask that covered their face. Yeah. Then they had horns on the mask, and they used to go through. It's like a dungeon.
I know we're talking about a dungeon. No, it was CBBC. And I can't remember.
It was a dungeon thing. It was dungeon century, I think.
I don't remember this now.
I'm going to remember again.
I don't remember. Do you remember 50-50?
And you used to walk through. 50.
I remember 50-50?
I remember 50-50. Yeah, 50-50. Yes, watch that game show.
Kiss me. Oh, that's Lamar.
Yeah. What do you guys prefer? Tracy Beaker or Kaching?
Kaching.
Tracy Beaker.
I remember Tracy Beaker. That was hard hitting.
No. You had
Kaching was slapstick.
No, you know what?
Tracy Beaker had hard stories.
Kaching had black people in it. Kaching had all the black people.
It's true.
Had black people.
Yeah. And Billy from EastEnders, what? Older.
Billy?
Yeah, the mixed race boy is Billy from EastEnders, Bianca's son. Bianca, EastEnders. Ricky!
Yeah, what, she had a son?
Yeah, mixed race boy.
Yeah.
Never spoke.
No, it was their brother. It was Alan. Alan
Billy?
And Carol's child.
Yes.
Billy.
Yeah, the mixed race boy. In EastEnders.
Oh, with the hair.
Yeah, with the black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alan. Is EastEnders still going?
Yeah, still going, I think so.
Did you?
Don't watch it though.
Did you guys used to watch EastEnders for the family?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Christmas. What? That was a thing.
Before we go, let's talk about Saturday night evening TV. Let's get into it. It was
Pop of
the
Pops. Was that Friday? That was Friday.
Saturday, no, Top of the Pops was Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday night was like Catchphrase, Family Fortune, Gladiators.
Gladiators. Wait, wait. Who's your favorite gladiator? Who's your favorite gladiator?
Wolf.
Wolf and Ryan.
Saracen.
Wolf and Jet. I love Jet. Back in the day.
Jet. Panther.
Saracen.
You know what? As I'm saying the names, I just remember the name. I don't remember what these people. No, all I remember like, is Wolf, because Wolf was a real rebel.
Racism.
Huh?
Racism.
Nightshade. And Shadow. Those are black people.
No, Rhino.
What the hell's a nightshade?
Rhino.
That's later in life. What the hell's a nightshade? And Shadow. Shadow. Because he's black. And he was black too, you know. He was black.
North Sudanese black. Stop it. Or North South.
Gladiators.
I've always wanted to be on Gladiators.
I just felt like I could.
Because you know what? Eliminator, that last one you got to run up.
Yeah.
And I've always loved horses since then.
I can do that.
Always. You know.
Do you reckon you'd be good at?
I reckon I would be.
You'd be the best.
But the thing is, now they're too hard. Like they're like.
Yeah, they're ninja. American Ninja Warrior.
Even what's the Have you watched the Beastmaster and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah, you told me about that.
It's too much now. It's strength.
You got to have core strength.
Mm. I just like to be able to run around and jump on things.
That's it.
Like, it's
and
a
keep balance.
You know what I mean? It's a knockout.
Yes. Takeshi's Castle.
Yeah,
that was fun.
But yeah, I feel like we might have to wrap up here because there's too much memories, but we'll go into it in depth. This is definitely for season two.
But
season two, we'll come back to back in the day, definitely. Yes. Just touching upon it. But yeah.
We've been 3000 Ocean Hill.
Thank you for listening.
Boom.